as we age, we change. But aging isn't the same for everybody, and aging doesn't mean we cease being productive. But older adults can be subject to biases that can affect their lives. Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums recently talked about ageism with Dr. Randy Shin, the medical director at Washington Regional Senior Center and director of geriatric medicine at the Schmieding Center in Springdale. Dr. Shin says stereotypes about aging can have an effect on people.
Without a doubt. And I would say, since I practice geriatric medicine, I think one of the distinctions that need to be made. So with ageism, you know, obviously there's prejudice because of an age. But when we're looking at someone's overall health, there's chronologic age, which would be, this is, you know, each birthday, chronologically, I've just got another year older. But physiologically, and that this is one of the challenges of geriatric medicine, there's a wide range of health status. I'm going to say, looking at the physiologic health of someone associated with their age. So in other words, you can have multiple people age 80 and above. Where throughout that spectrum of 80-year-olds, you can find some people who are not very healthy and maybe at the very end of their lifespan, or you could find very, very healthy individuals who are actually probably more healthy than some people that may be 30 years younger, like maybe in their 50s. And so there's a wide spectrum of physiologic aging versus chronologic aging.
Can preconceived ideas about age, or can it affect health of people, like how they're treated?
Yeah, actually, it could affect people actually seeking treatment or saying, well, I'm too old to have that procedure done, or I'm of this age, and so I should not get my knee replaced, or I'm too old, I'm at the end of my lifespan, or I'm just not of an age to do this. I think also the same token can also play on someone's, I'm going to say, their overall mood. So in other words, if you feel you're not a productive member of society, or you're not valued anymore, or you bring no value to society anymore, I think that can actually affect someone's psyche of how they function in a day-to-day basis. If you wake up feeling I'm too old, or I can't contribute, or no one in society feels I'm valued, I think that would have a huge impact on someone's overall psyche.
Yeah. Have you noticed during your career that there have there been any modifications? Have there been any changes about how we think about age? I mean, anything from shifting to, it's a cliche, but blank age is the new blank. I mean, have we modified as a society how we think about age at all during your career, do you think?
I think it has. I think there has been some changes. I would just tell you one of my mottos, and I say it to a lot of my patients all the time, is we don't use age as an excuse. But I think one of the big changes is what we've noticed, and I think it goes along with looking at my earlier comment about physiologic age versus chronologic age. I think now what we're really looking at what is their physical functioning, or what are they able to do physically as opposed to what is their chronologic age? And I think we've used that even in terms of predicting outcomes for surgery, predicting outcomes of, you know, should this person have this surgery or not, is looking at their ability to, looking at their overall physiologic makeup rather than just their age.
And, of course, cognitive ability plays into this as well, doesn't it?
Without a doubt. And, you know, actually, that's a very, very good comment. And when you're looking at ageism, you know, so a lot of times, you know, obviously, cognitive changes, dementia, that is a disease. It's not normal aging. But I think part of what we experience as ageism is someone looks at an older adult and says, well, they're supposed to get, it's predicted they're going to get senile. They're going to lose their memory. They're 85 or whatever age you choose because they're older. Where again, it's, and we see this actually amongst our patients, but you know, just like arthritis, you know, a lot of individuals have arthritis and it gets more profound as we age. But there are individuals who do not have arthritis, even into their 90s, some could be 100. So because arthritis is a disease, it's not normal aging. It is a disease. So cognitive ability, dementia, they're diseases that do become more pronounced as we age. But again, they're not normal aging. They are a disease which is associated with aging.
Right. And exactly. So there are any number of diseases that any of us can get, but it doesn't mean that we get them because we're older.
Exactly. Now there is a more propensity that
sure.
You can develop obviously more diseases as you age, but healthy lifestyle. I mean, again, you can prevent a lot of diseases. Now, we can't prevent you growing older. I mean, actually, we want to.
Well, we don't want to.
Exactly. I always tell people it's not a good alternative to not growing older. A lot of diseases can be prevented or treated. So,
do you think, I mean, we're into the 20th or 21st week, as you and I talk, of a pandemic. Do you think that has any effect on ageism? Have you seen any sort of ill effects? Because one of the comorbidities can be older adults are more susceptible to, more often, worse complications from COVID-19. Have you seen, whether it's locally, regionally, or nationally, any increase in ageism because of COVID-19?
You know, I'm going to say that there perhaps may be unintentional
right.
Ageism. And what I mean by that is, you know, if you look at, we do know that, you know, we have to stop the spread of this disease. And I think that, you know, when you look at, you know, large gatherings, you know, be it, you know, especially in the summertime, you know, 4th of July, Memorial Day, you know, weekends, there's a lot of, I'm going to just say it was mostly young adults. And again, so I think the unintentional ageism is, you know, I'm young, I can do this, I can survive this if I do get it. But so the unintentional part is they don't realize that, by transmitting the disease or providing a vector for the disease, that you may be unintentionally injuring other older adults, be it your parents, grandparents, or other people in the community that are trying to be extra cautious because they know they are the individuals that are most prone to have adverse events if they do get coronavirus.
You know, and this just hits on such an interesting thing that, concerns of geriatric health aren't just about people who are, and pick the number, over the 65 or 75 or whatever, because so much of what you do when you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s may affect how you are in your 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Well, I always there's a famous saying, and I'm not sure if he was the original one who did it, but I always think of I was growing up. Mickey Mantle was mm-hmm. obviously a boyhood idol, you know, baseball player, but you know, in his later years, I think he said, well, if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself when I was younger.
Right.
And I think that we can all reflect back at some point and go, yeah, you know, I'm limping because of something I did back when I was, you know, 25. But again, I think the most important thing is we do encourage people to lead a healthy lifestyle and just being cautious. But I do think that inadvertently, even going back to the coronavirus, so this is a virus we don't know a whole lot about. So even if you're 20, 30, 40 years of age and you're in very, very good health, you know, this could be something that could damage your kidney function, could damage your lung function, could damage your cardiovascular system that could last a lifetime.
Dr. Randy Shin is the medical director at Washington Regional Senior Center and director of geriatric medicine at the Schmieding Center in Springdale. He spoke with Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums.